Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Good afternoon, wherever you're listening from today. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to each of you, our dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall, coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are listening on your phones, on our Facebook page, and at UFCCM.org. We give honor today to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, national officials, clergy, affiliates, and all laity. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We give honor to the Most High God this morning for allowing us to come together once again. And let us now go to the Lord in prayer. Our opening prayer today will be led by Minister Terry White of the First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance, the UFCCM Headquarters Church in Baltimore, Maryland. Bless you, Minister White.
Good morning, everyone. Let's prepare to clear our minds and focus on what God is about to do in this service. Wise, gracious, eternal Father, we give you honor and glory this afternoon. We thank you for waking us up this afternoon. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. Father God, we ask that you send a rhema word, a word of encouragement, a word that will heal us, a word that will set deliverance and hope and build our faith up on this service this afternoon, God. We ask that you bless everyone that's coming online, Father God. Father God, we ask that you protect their homes from seen and unseen danger. God, we ask that you bless us beyond measures, Father God. Father God, we ask that you open our hearts that we may receive your word, open our ears that we may profound and hear your word clearly, God. And Father God, to open our spiritual eyesight so we can see the vision and see the word coming to life, Father God. We ask that you bless the speaker, Father God. We ask that you bless our EP, Father God. We ask that you bless Mother Bishop, Father God. We ask that you bless Bishop Haywood, Father God, and Teacher Tindall, Father God, as they continue to go forth in this ministry to spread the word and the gospel, Father God. We ask that you have your way in this service. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. And we're so thankful for our God who sees and hears us. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Minister White. Our scripture for today is one verse, taken at Psalm 34, verse 8 from the King James Version. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. This verse in Psalm 34, which is a psalm of David, a psalm of joy and rejoicing, is very timely, and it resonated on my heart strongly this morning as we rejoice in how God has brought our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., through physical challenge and brought him home from the hospital and is restoring his health and strength. To God be the glory. When we taste and see the goodness of God, we discover over and over again the wonderful ways in which God delivers us from our afflictions and saves us from the hand of those that come against us. This verse reminds us to trust in the Lord, to taste of his faithfulness, and see that he is good and gracious. We must glorify the name of the Lord and lift him up in a symphony of worship and praise, for he alone is worthy of all honor. We, the USCCM, and many friends and people from all over prayed. We sought the Lord and trusted him on behalf of our EP, and God answered our prayers. We give all honor, glory, and praise to God for raising up Bishop Tindall, for healing and bringing him home from the hospital where he has spent the last week or so. We thank God for his answer to our prayers according to his will. Truly, the Lord is good. Amen. Well, we're still rejoicing and reflecting upon the powerful messages, lessons, and worship experiences that we enjoyed in our annual conference, which convened in this past June. And we remain inspired and determined to live out the meaning of our annual theme, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding for Christ. And we are so honored today to have as our speaker Elder Vashina Presentine, who is an anointed woman of God. She serves with her husband, Pastor James Presentine, in the One Way to Heaven ministry, headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana. They're on the USCCM Southwest jurisdiction under the leadership of jurisdictional Bishop His Grace Don G. Banks. We had the pleasure of meeting Elder and Pastor Priest Presentine and their two lovely daughters at our recent conference. It was such a joy to meet them, to fellowship with them, and to make a spiritual connection. Elder Presentine is the mother of six beautiful and gifted children, and we had the honor of meeting two of her lovely daughters during the conference, and they sang so beautifully on the conference choir. Elder Presentine currently serves as a professional development instructor for the Department of Veterans Affairs at the Overton Brooks VA Medical Center in Shreveport. She is a woman of God destined for divine purpose. She is fueled by her love for Jesus Christ and a desire that all would experience a spiritual rejuvenation through the revelation of God's word. Elder Presentine ministers under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we are about to hear her as she exhorts, empowers, and encourages us today. We're so eager to hear what God has in store for us today from this anointed woman of God. So without further preliminary, let us hear from Elder Vashina Presentine, who will be speaking on the topic, I Shall Not Be Moved. Bless you, Elder Presentine.
Amen. Thank you so much, Teacher Tindall, for that. I'm just excited to be here. I do give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, to our EP, as the house has well been addressed. But I do thank God for such an opportunity. I'm very humbled to have been asked to share in this broadcast. And I'm just excited to be here, and I'm I'm ready to let the Lord have his way. And so at this time, if you will, let us pray, and then we'll get into the Word of God, into the book of, into the Psalm 55 and 22. Father God, we thank you again for the opportunity to be here. And Father God, it's not my will, but thine will that shall be done. Remove me, and we just move forward in your word, that your people may be healed, blessed, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us go to Psalm 55 and 22, which is well aligned with our theme scripture from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Psalm 55 and 22 says that we cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall not suffer the righteous to be moved. And so we know that we're living in a time where chaos is all around us, and our world is no longer as we once knew it. And it's almost next to non-existent, as a matter of fact, from how we recall it as young girls and young boys. And so it's no secret that our economy is in shambles. Gas prices are at an all-time high. Food prices are skyrocketing. Automobiles, housing, the cost of living is on a rise. But even more surprising, it is that what's going on in the world, while everything is on the incline in the world, many of our churches are on a decline. And so it's obvious that the church, as we know it, it was calibrated for the world that no longer exists. And so as a result, many in the body of believers have become yoked out. Many have become burdened down. And just as much as the folk in the world, the body has become broken. And it is that many in the body have turned to an alternative methods and trying to cope and trying to stay afloat. And the body has become weary in many areas. And many are living to contrary to the word of God. And we're doing things in our own way, just trying to make it. And we're no longer walking by faith, but many in the body are wanting to walk by sight, because of the ever-changing world and the circumstances that are around us, and we're changing. And I'm not talking about a change for the good, but we are now wavering. Many are wavering in their faith, and we're no longer steadfast. We're no longer immovable. Some are wavering and running to other winds of doctrine. Some are running scared, wondering what's next. How does it end for me? What is it that I should be doing at this moment and this time? But I just come to remind the body of Christ that we are to remain steadfast, and we shall declare that we shall not be moved. And it's a collective, but it's also an individual declaration that no matter what comes and what goes, I shall not be moved. And it doesn't matter that we're overwhelmed, and that we're feeling threatened on every side, that many of us are facing financial challenges, health challenges, marital challenges, challenges on our job, challenges in our churches. But we hold fast to what Psalms 55 and 22 tells us to the believers, that we can cast those burdens upon the Lord. And what I like about the word, it says to cast. When you cast something, you throw it. You get rid of it. You don't lay it gently. When you cast, you want to release it. And that's what I want to encourage the body of Christ to do today, to cast whatever your burden is. In fact, we can dishonor Christ. We can dishonor him by trying to carry the load. God already knew that we couldn't carry it. We couldn't carry the cares of the world. We couldn't carry all that life holds for us by ourselves. It's too much for us to bear alone. And so that's why we have a Savior. We cast our burdens on the Lord, and the word of God says that he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And so when he shall sustain, it means that he shall hold me up. He shall carry me. He shall lift me, encourage me. He shall nourish me with his word, strengthen me, and cause me to be strong in Christ. He shall furnish me everything that I need to live and to live an abundant life, according to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have an everlasting life. And that's what we as the body of Christ, we're looking for, an eternal life. We're just passing through. We know that this is not our end on this side of the earth. We're just passing through. And so it is that I encourage you to throw those burdens of life. That's the word of God. I can hear the Lord saying, throw them on me and let me support you. Throw the burdens of life on me and let me carry that weight. Throw the burdens of the job on me and let me put you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. While folk in the world are wondering what's going to happen with my job, we know that our Lord is our source and our jobs are just a resource. And so we throw the burden of folk trying to tear us down and scandalizing our name and the normal wear and tear that we face in everyday life, we cast it over to the Lord. Because when you cast the burden on him who cares, you're able to endure. You're able to withstand the hardships and the adversities of life, and you will not be moved. Why? Because the word says that he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Who are the righteous? We are the righteousness of God in Christ, because Jesus has made the perfect sacrifice for us. Romans 3:22 tells us that we are made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for all who believe, no matter whether you're Jew or Gentile, if you believe through faith in Jesus Christ. And so I just come to encourage the body of Christ to make a solid declaration, to stand on the word of God, to be ye steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and knowing that your labor is not in vain, and that if you cast your cares on the Lord, that he will sustain thee. And he will not suffer the righteous to be shaken and to be moved. And so I declare that I shall not be moved. And I hope that you can declare today that you shall not be moved. And so we wait, as Isaiah 40 says, that we wait patiently. We wait on the Lord. And he shall renew our strength. Many have become weakened. Many have become worn. Many have become tired. But the word of God says, if we wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. It says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not. And so we will not be weary in our well-doing. The body of Christ will line up with the word of God. The body of Christ will receive nourishment from the word of God. Feast on the word. We've got to move away from our plates at times. We've got to fast and pray. We've got not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we will acknowledge him and allow him to direct our path. Body of Christ, we've got to line up. We cannot be moved by everything that comes along to blow us away. Yes, we'll face challenges. Yes, we'll face heartache. We'll face hardship. We'll face adversity, but we will not be moved. We will not be torn. We will not be unrooted. Strong. Matthew tells us to come unto me. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those that labor, we that work in the vineyard, in the body of Christ, labor, and we become scarred. We become marred. We become weary. But the word of God says, come unto me. After you've worked in the vineyard and you've become heavy, you've become weighed down, burdened down, broke down, yoked out, he said, come unto me, and I will give you rest.
You see, if you rest, you don't have to faint. You don't have to get up and be replanted. Planted, if you're rooted, if you're grounded, you don't have to move. Rest and get back up and get back to work. Matthew also says in verse 29, he says, take my yoke upon you. Take his yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. People of God, we have reached a place in time, a place in this life as we know it, that we have got to truly lean and depend on our Lord and Savior. If we're going to endure until the end, if we're going to be able to withstand until the end, we have to be not moved. We cannot be moved. We have to be planted. Tree that's planted by the river. We have to receive our nourishment from the Word of God. We have to receive our encouragement by way of the Word of God. We have to not trust it halfway or partway, but we've got to truly depend on the Word of the God of God. We can't go on what he said or she said, because folk are running and they have no clue of what direction they should be going in. But because of who we serve and whose we are, because we know who we are in Christ, then we know who we follow. We know that he is the head and he leads and directs us. He guides us. Oh, God, and I thank him for the Holy Spirit, our comforter. I thank God so much that he does not leave the body of believers uncovered. He does not leave us to where we have to waver in our faith, because we walk by faith, and faith is the substance of a thing that's hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. And so even though we may not see the end of the thing, because we trust and believe in him, and because we have faith, we have the hope of knowing that we can walk by faith. We don't have to see it. For our faith is him who fails us not, him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And so, people of God, be not moved. Hold fast to your declaration that you shall not be moved, but you shall be steadfast, unmovable, always. Not sometimes, not when it's just easy, not when it's good, not when you're in good health, not when you have all the finances you need, not when everybody's going your way, everything's going your way, but always, in spite of everything else, abounding in the work of the Lord. For we do know that our labor is not in vain. And because we know without a shadow of a doubt, and we have an understanding that we serve a mighty God, then we do declare that I shall not be moved. Come what may, I will not be moved. Come disappointments in life, I shall not be moved. Come heartaches, I shall not be moved. Come health issues, I shall not be moved. Understand that this is just a temporary place here on earth, but we have a greater reward of eternal life. Transition. And so while we're here, while we're going through, we cast those burdens upon the Lord, and we allow him to sustain us, and we run on the promise of knowing that he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So as I come to a close, I say to you, people of God, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Wait, now. Many in the body have turned away, but I declare that the body of Christ shall not be moved by what's going on in this world, but we shall stand and declare the word of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. So you all stay with us.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Amen, amen. What a dynamic word of declaration that we heard from Elder Presentine this morning. Oh my, it is, the word was so energizing and so empowering. The reminders that she shared with us, because sometimes we get caught up in thinking about things that are going on in our situations, and we forget that we need to trust God, and we need to say and declare that we shall not be moved. I wrote down so many points that she made, and one of the first ones that jumped out at me is a reminder for all of us, and I want to kind of reemphasize that for us, that Elder Presentine reminded us that we dishonor God by trying to carry our burdens and our loads ourselves. And that just struck a chord with me, because sometimes we don't realize what we are doing or what we're not doing. But when we say we trust God and we believe God, and then we try to take it on ourselves, we dishonor God. It's almost saying, Lord, I don't believe you. This is a powerful reminder that we give it all to God and let him take our burdens. I know that you all listeners were empowered and energized by the teaching and the word brought to us and the scriptures that Elder Presentine shared with us today. So Bishop Haywood, I know you have something to say. I know you do. And then we're going to open up the lines. And I'd like to remind you listeners that if you're listening on Facebook or on the UFCCM website, you need to use your phone to call in. The call-in number is 347-850-1405. And when you dial that, if you press 1, Bishop Haywood will bring you into the broadcast.
Amen. Well, what a powerful, you know, word, you know, and oftentimes, you know, the words that are given so precisely, you know, are not the words, you know, that, you know, we wait for that, okay, where is this, you know, where is this going? Well, we knew it was going from the very beginning, you know, and so, you know, I want to say that, you know, from the very beginning, we know this had everything to do with. And I have a question. It had everything to do with who are we, where are we, and are we standing firm? And I heard that constantly through the whole theme. And so the question that I have, Elder Presentine, is this. You know, we are living in this time, and you hit it on a few of your points. Oh, and by the way, those of you, yeah, I do see a few people starting, you know, to put their hands up, you know, please, as Teacher Kendall says, and always reminds you, make sure that you press 1, and then that way we will know that you're in the queue. Secondarily, if you are listening online, there are 2 ways that you can do it. I'm looking online right now, so if you are, you can't speak online, obviously, so you'll have to call in. The number is already there. You'll see it if you're looking online. But the other thing is, if you want to post a question or comment, I will see that, and then I will ask it for you. So the question that I have, Elder Preston team, you know, is this. In this environment, you know, of someone, some may say, well, you know, it's easy for us to say, you know, be steadfast and immovable, you know, and abounding and what have you. But you don't really know, you know, from where you're sitting, you know, how difficult it is really for me to do that. And for, you know, you just to, you know, have this, you know, to preach this or this, to bring this teaching to us, you know, yeah, it's good. I hear you. But I'm really struggling, you know, with being able to do it, if I can just be quite honest. And so I want to just pose that. So if you hear someone saying that, what do you say to them? Because oftentimes you got folks listening, we know this, you know, they have it on their mind, but they don't want to say it. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it for them. How do they do it?
So much, Bishop Haywood, for that question. And I will tell you, I was that person. And even at times now, I have to constantly remind myself that the only way I'm going to get through this is by having a closer relationship with Christ. How do I do that? Through fasting, through prayer, through surrounding myself with people that are able to pray with me, people that are able to speak truth to me, even when I don't want to hear it, by moving away from the negativity, by moving away from things that have held you back from day after day, month after month, year after year, and surrounding myself in an environment where I'm able to have a clear train of thought. We can't have it if we're looking at what's going on to the left and the right. We have to focus on where the Lord has told us that we are destined to be, to where he leads and guides us. And so I would say in a nutshell that we have to develop a closer walk with him. Almost, and I have been ministering on that, becoming one with him. How do we become one? By doing what he does, by being holy as he is holy, by letting go of the things that so easily beset us and distract us. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. No, it does, and I think it helps someone. And I love how you started it. You say, you know what, I was that person. You know, because a lot of times people don't, you know, they think that, you know, we don't speak from a platform, you know, of experience. You know, and that's why we can be so very, very confident in what we're saying, because we're oftentimes speaking from a place of experience, you know, and going through these things. And also, and I appreciate you for saying, surround yourself with people that's going to help feed you the right things and validate the right things in you, because many times we, you know, we can hear the word, but if we're not in the right environment, you know, it cannot grow. And so that was extremely profound. Thank you so much for that. I know that helps somebody. I, you know, I'm trying to ask questions for you all, because I know some of y'all are shy and don't want to answer. Teacher Tender, we do have a few hands up, but I'll wait for your instruction.
Bishop, I love that you asked that question, because as Pastor, as Elder Present Team was speaking, that was running through my mind, and I'm so glad you asked that question, because in all honesty, we struggle. Even as Christians, we do struggle. And her answer was right on point. And I just also thought about Psalm 119, where it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, O Lord, that I might not sin against thee." So if we have oneness with God, if we know the word and we have the word within us, when we're faced with difficulties and situations that come against us, we can go into our deep recesses and remember the word of God and the promises and the commands that he has given us. And all of these things help us to stand. Amen. We thank you for that question, Bishop. So, who do we have any callers? I know you said several hands were raised, Bishop Haywood. So who do we have?
Paula, you are at 817-357. Go right ahead. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from and your question or comment.
Hi, good morning. This is Pastor Sherry Rice. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Pastor Sherry.
Praise God. Good morning to the Lord, our EP, our Mother Bishop, Teacher Tendu, and, of course, our speaker, Elder Presentee. And Bishop Haywood, who's the other host?
Well, Teacher Tendo is the actual host, and Elder Presentine is our very special Golden Mike special speaker today. But, of course, Teacher Tendo is our host.
Okay, well, give it honor to you.
I just come out of the boiler room just to, you know, do what I'm told to do.
Okay, praise God. Well, praise God for everyone that's on this call. I just want to say I was driving, I was listening, and I thank God for the word of God. I do make a declaration to always be steadfast, unmovable, and abiding in the work of the Lord. That was definitely an on-time word for us, for the world, really, because we're living in some changing times, and we need God like never before, and people are really turning their backs on God. So we, as the people of God, we must stand and encourage them, no matter what's going on around them, to trust God and not to be moved by what they see, how they feel. Just trust the Holy Spirit. And our job also is to win souls for Christ, because we're living in times where the world is really lost, and it's only through us that they're going to see Christ. So I praise God for that word. I did have some other notes, but I couldn't write while I was driving, so they're gone. They're gone.
Well, you don't have one of those screens you can talk to on your windshield that'll write for you, and you can just read it back?
Oh, no, I don't. I need to get that in my next vehicle.
Oh, okay. That'll be in the upgrade. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be in the upgrade. I didn't know about that. So I just thank God that I was even able to tune in to listen to the woman of God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Addison. Let's go.
Caller, you're at 254-289. Your name and where you're from and your question or comment. Thank you for calling in and listening.
Good morning, Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tendle, and our guest speaker, Elder Presentine. Amen. We're so glad that we're able to join you, and we want to just to God be the glory for the things that He has done with our EP and Mother Bishop. I was just listening, and one of the things that you know, the question was sometimes, you know, how do we deal with this? You know, especially when we're in a world situation, and here we are in the body of Christ. And a lot of times I look at it like this. It's kind of like being a criminal, and everybody done had their hand in the cookie jar. So there's no rhyme or reason to what do I do next? Take your hand out the cookie jar. Man, you say you didn't get the cookie, but you got chocolate all over your face. One of the things that I was thinking about when she was saying I should not be moved, I was thinking along the lines. One year we moved a tree from the front yard to the backyard. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I think there's some interference in the background, but we can hear you, Bishop.
Okay, what we did, we moved the tree from the front yard to the backyard. And when you're grounded and rooted, your roots will always stay. You may be moved, but your roots will always stay. So when we moved that tree and replanted it, it began to come to life again because the roots began to go where they were bound to go. That's in the ground, so that they may extend themselves and stretch out and root with other roots. And that's what strengthened us. One of the other things I heard, I want to be surrounded with people that can help me and support me. I was thinking about that when she said that, because that is a great thing to want to be around. But guess what? It's not going to happen. We're going to be around people that are contrary to us every day. And so one of the things that I looked at the ministry of Jesus. Jesus was always around people that were not like him. And if we're going to draw the world to Christ and draw the world to the Father, then we're going to be around those people, and we still should not be moved.
That's right.
We're going to be around people that's going to try to shake us and move us and push us and every other thing. Because we're in this maze of people, and we don't know who we're going to run into, so we have to be accordingly as we are. We got to act as we are. But it kind of struck me because I'm dealing with people every day, and they're not like me, and they don't think like me, and I don't even want them to have I want them to be themselves, so that as I act accordingly, they will ask me, every time I see you, you're smiling. Every time I see you, you have a good word to say. Every time I see you, you're saying something positive. That's how we're going to draw the people to Christ. So, and I will not be moved from that foundation, although I'm dealing with people that are not like me. The scripture says, be in the world and not of the world. And that particular passage of scripture is one that can be a cake. Which when you start to slice that cake, you're going to find out that you're in the same world that these people are in, but you got to be who Christ made you and who God made you to be. So I was touched by a whole lot of, you know, quite a bit of the message. I wish I would have took more notes, but I was trying to do stuff. I was multitasking. But Elder Presentine, to God be the glory for you, and give your husband, amen, my love, and hey, I watch you all when I get a chance, and so y'all just keep on doing what you're doing. Teacher Tendall, Bishop Haywood, to God be the glory for you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. We do have
Bishop Haywood. Oh, I think Elder Presentine had a follow-up comment to Bishop Davis.
Yes.
Amen. I did. Thank you so much. Just real briefly, and I thank you so much, Bishop Davis, for those comments. I'd like to say that we've got to know where we're positioned. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you're not strong enough to be out with the wolves, stay inside. That if you have not reached a level of maturity in Christ, and you're trying to get it, you're a babe, you're trying to grow, you need to surround yourself with something to help you grow that's going to fertilize where you're trying to go. And then, yeah, you'll be around some people that are going to tear you down, that are going to want to take shots at you. But that's not where you'll linger. That's not where you'll stay. You'll pass through those places. And when you've matured and reached a level of maturity, where you know who you are and you have those roots that's able to keep you, then you can go into that world and be that place that not be moved. But until then, there's a level of maturity that those roots can easily be plucked if they have not reached that place in the ground to hold them and keep that tree or that plant to stand tall. And sometimes we have to use beamers to support it. So thank you so much for bringing that. You got my wheels turning on that. God bless you.
Amen. And the thing what I was trying to do is provoke thought. I think that was great feedback. And sometimes we have to provoke thought. You know, one of the things Jesus did, he provoked thought. When he got to the tomb of Lazarus, and Mary, Martha said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's not true. He still died. You know, although Jesus was there, he still died. The thing was, Jesus had to give them time to build up their faith also. And even when he got there, Martha had faith, but Mary, she was in an uproar. So thank you so much. I just want to provoke thought. I think sometime in the body of Christ what we do, we're so content with preaching to those who are like us that we forget the people who we are trying to reach. So we have to provoke those thoughts. And, you know, especially in our position as ministers and psychologists and, you know, teachers and instructors and officers of the law and judges and lawyers and all these people, we have to provoke thought because that's what Jesus did. If I needed a whenever I go into the courtroom, I want to take Jesus with me because what he's going to do, he's going to provoke the thoughts of those Pharisees. Because and oftentimes Jesus would say stuff like, you said. you see what I'm saying? So we just want just have to provoke thought so that we can get people to grow. And if we don't if we always give them stuff at our level or at chef level where they can reach up and get it, they'll never grow. That's why we had the cookie jar. So the kids cannot they have to get up on chairs and stools and everything else to get a cookie at the cookie jar. And then when they're caught, they say, well, I didn't have any, but you got chocolate all over your face. So we're provoking thought when you say, hey, how did you get up there? So the only thing we need to do is provoke thought. And the body of Christ, as the body of Christ, whether we are babes or are mature, if we stay in the body of Christ long enough, we're going to mature. One of the things, I use that analogy about the tree. For the simple reason, I was trying to provoke thought. And sometimes when you use an analogy like that, people don't think. They just hear the tree being moved. No, I'm trying to say if you're grounded and rooted, then you shouldn't be moved. You know, you should not be moved if you're grounded and rooted. Of course, we can move a tree from one place to the next place. If we water that tree, it's going to begin to flourish again. Just like us, we're moved and shaken every day. And moved around every day and tossed to and fro every day. But we are grounded and rooted, so we have to provoke those thoughts in our brothers and sisters who are not in the body of Christ so that we can bring them to the body of Christ. And David was like this. As pastors and leaders in the church, we have to be like David. When the bear comes, we got to kick his butt. When the lion comes, we got to pull his teeth out. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the things that we have to do to provoke thought.
Yes. I love this, Bishop David. Amen. What you and Elder President team have both provoked some deep thoughts this morning because we have to deal with the reality that we are in this world, even though we're not of the world. And Elder Presentine laid the foundation to provoke thought for us to think about all these things that are going on around us and how we must be equipped to stand fast and deal with them. And then your comments, too, were very good because the reality is we are surrounded. And I don't want to go off on this, but as you were speaking, all I could think of in the spiritual realm was that scripture that teaches us to put on the whole armor of God that we can withstand. So when we are surrounded on every hand, we are equipped to stand against the things that come against us. So I love the theme, provoking thought, because that's what these broadcasts really are about. So thank you for those comments. Bishop Haywood, do we have other callers?
Yes, we do. We also have one comment online. And again, you can put your question and comments in the chat area. You know, all you need to do is click the scroll down, and obviously there are people, you know, that there are viewers there. It says, I wanted to give up. Thank you to the speaker today. I know the scriptures, but did not realize that I have been isolated away from all because because I do tend to stay away from most. I'm sorry, one second. I do tend to stay away from most because I've found most not to be genuine. I think what this person is saying is that, you know, they're figuring out that, well, it's not good to not be around anybody at all, even if you feel like you're being around, you know, negative people. You try to stay away from them. And so it seems to me, Elder Preston, what they're saying, I wanted to give up. Let's see. Thank you to the speaker today. I know the scriptures. Yeah. So that's what it sounds like. Sounds like, well, you know, when they're kind of signing back in on, you know, surrounding yourself with the right type of people. That's what it sounded like to me.
Amen. Amen. I say to that person that made the comment to be encouraged, because there are so many people that are not genuine. And we can't allow a person that's not genuine to determine what we're going to be. And so we want to be better than that. We want to make sure that even if you're going through and your head's down, so be it. The Word of God teaches us that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so when we're weak, when we're going through, though you may not, sometimes we do. We want to isolate. We want to just get away from it all. And that's okay at times.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful that you said that you didn't give up. You almost gave up. But we thank God that He's our hope. Yes. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yes. He gives
you know, Teacher
Tender,
it's interesting that people find. You know, Teacher Tender, it's interesting that people will find this. And I don't, you know, there's no name here, just says viewer. But, you know, it's interesting when people find this broadcast, and then, you know, a lot of times they are at the verge, and then they'll hear something. So that, you know, that'll help them. And so that is a very great testimony. The lines are full. We only have one other hand up. Again, you know, I'm just echoing, so don't nobody get mad at me. I'm echoing Teacher Tender. She says, press one.
Yes.
You know, if you want.
Yes.
Okay, they just did. Okay, so.
But Bishop,
so we have.
Before you call on that person, I love what you did, and I never thought of it before. People sometimes are hesitant to call in, but if you're hesitant, write your question, and Bishop Haywood will read it. And it will be addressed.
Yeah, right when we were talking just now, somebody chimed in online and said, it's definitely helping me. So it just kind of popped up, you know, right on the screen here.
Wonderful.
All right, so we have 920, which I know this number very well. 920-204, go right ahead. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
All right. Greetings, everyone. This is Bishop DeShazer Haywood.
Greetings
to you. I give honor to God and to our Savior, our EP, Mother Bishop, Teacher Tyndall, our beautiful, wonderful guest speaker on today, Elder Presbyterian. I'm just was excited to hear your voice. And just rejoicing in your words and just trying to keep it brief because I understand there are others waiting to come in. But it is a time that, you know, we're living in what has been prophesied. And so many people who are already in a lost place, you know, if not getting what they need, won't make it. And this isn't the end of it. And there we have to, even those of us as leaders, position ourselves to see too how we can be strategic, as Bishop David said, to get to the people what they need, you know, and to those that are on the outside of us, you know, just being strategic to give them what they need. And the sad of it, though, and the real of it is that everybody coming through and sitting in our services, those of us that pastors and leaders, aren't going to do what they need to do to pass the test. It's like the cheater that cheats on the test. They don't want to do all the work, you know, but they want to be able to come to somebody that has all the answers when they need it. And needing to understand that we need it on a daily. And I wish I could just hug that person that express, you know, just finding themselves in a place of people that just aren't real. Unfortunately, it's a lot of those. You know, the blood of individuals are going to be held on, you know, their hands, responsible for the blood of people that they have caused distraction and discouragement. You know, what we can do and through these platforms be a help to people that need it. And I'm so thankful to Teacher Kendall, you know, that is so dedicated to service and what she does. And in serving God, even in our serving, we came through a period where, you know, in a land that was foreign to us and met a lot of just all kind of crazy, I'm going to call it. And at times we would encourage each other, Bishop Haywood and I, and then there was one time that we both were talking the same thing. We just need to get out of here. And that day, an elderly woman sent a letter by one of my sons, and the letter just simply said, whatever you do, don't leave, because God sent you. And she didn't hear us talking. She didn't know where we were. But, you know, but God is good. And even though we as leaders may find ourselves in a place, you know, we get discouraged, you know, like
that's
everybody else.
I'm movable.
You got to, that's it. And you hold on and just look to God, because God is faithful and he will give us what we need. And in any time that, you know, and it comes to, I think there's somebody say that is knowing the scripture, I know them, you know, but I know that there are times that people, when you're talking to them, it's not that they don't know the word. It's like they just get what God is capable of. And, you know, my stuff is not too big for him. You know, even what we think is too small is not too small for him. God is God. And but in giving people what they need and in this time and day, is really sitting down and being strategic, you know, and give people scripture assignment on a Sunday and tell them that they're going to be responsible that next week, you know, to answer what was given them. Just something to make them get into their word, because they leave out on a Sunday and that's all that they get. And I'm just thankful for what I heard on today, even through the power in the prayer, and was just moving. And I want you to know that I'm grateful and thankful, and I love you. And God bless to everybody. And as we keep each other in prayer, because we know that God is with us. And when we know that we can't fail, we won't go wrong if we look to him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop DeShazer, Haywood, Bishop Bev. Thank you for those comments and words of encouragement and validation for the message. We thank you for calling in. Bishop Haywood, do you have any other
Yes, we do have. It looks like they're all starting to chime in now. This is a pretty full, you know, our board is pretty full here, so we'll go to the next one until you tell me to stop. Let's see, caller, you're 301-758. Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment for our speaker today?
Good afternoon. This is Elder Hunt from Headquarters Jurisdiction. I would just like to give thanks and praises to God for such a wonderful, wonderful presentation from Elder Prezantine. And I certainly give honor to our EP and Mother Bishop, certainly to you, Bishop Hayden,
yes,
Teacher Kendall, to Elder Prezantine. I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to hear you speak today. Your message was, for me personally, uplifting and enlightening, and you said so many wonderful things. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about some of the things you were saying about the world and where the church is today. And, you know, some of us who've been around for a while, we've seen the church in better days and in better times. And as you were speaking, my mind ran to getting back to basics, and you taught us a lot of things about getting back to basics. It's like in the world we've seen so much about how to stay healthy, how to eat right, all kinds of things, but it boils down to two things, healthy eating and exercise. And in the church, for us to grow and be strong, we have to make those declarations We have to fast and pray, read and study, and know God for ourselves. And I think these are some of the things we need to teach our young people. You know, we need to teach them to be real. We have to be real, and we have to teach them to be real, and we can do that by not paying attention to the gimmicks, but paying attention to what works and doing the things that will build their faith, because they are the church of tomorrow. We don't want to see them fail, so we've got to be committed, and we've got to make those declarations and teach them how to do the same thing. So I just thank you so very, very much. And I love what you said, that Jesus will live, sustain, nourish, and furnish me all I need to live an abundant life. That was very uplifting and very inspiring. And I praise God that I had the chance to meet you in person before hearing you, and you have truly blessed my soul today. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Hunt, for calling in and sharing that. You know, this is so refreshing, and so my heart is full, because the word today and our broadcast really are designed to help, and that's exactly what we're doing. We just give God the glory for that today. Bishop Haywood, who else? Bishop Haywood, are you there? I assume he's engaging with someone offline.
I am so sorry. As I was saying, I was scrolling because, you know, today it seems that the board is so full that I didn't scroll up to the top to see that I was not, you know, unmuted, and I'm just talking away, asking the folks to come right in. Let's see here. Caller, you are at 240-539. Go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aisha, and I'm calling in from Baltimore. And I just want to first thank the speaker for her words of encouragement. And I just wanted to say I would consider myself a babe in Christ. So her message definitely is uplifting and encouraging. And
very good.
I wanted to also thank God for placing me at First Church, because the members of First Church are really helping me out and helping me grow and to see things in myself that I didn't see. And I know before, I grew up in the church, but growing up in the church and going to church and actually having a relationship yourself with God is definitely completely different. And I know before I wouldn't want to not necessarily talk about God, but because I didn't know people's religions or their beliefs, I caught myself being respectful, not saying it. But I know now that was nothing but me being afraid and nothing but the enemy. And I just want to thank God for just putting me in a place where I can grow and where the members are very helpful and understanding, and they look at you for who you are and not what they see on the outer appearance.
Amen. Amen. What a wonderful testimony. Elder Presentine, do you have any words for further encouragement for Sister Aisha?
I do. Sister Aisha, thank you so much for your comments. And I just say to you to keep your eye on the prize. It's not easy being a babe. Just imagine being a toddler in the midst of a 30 or 40 adults going around you. And that little toddler tries all they can to keep up with the adults. But the truth of the matter is that it takes a little time. It takes some growing by way of the word of God. We feed our babies with cereals and breast milk and nourishing things so that they're able to grow. And so being a babe is not a bad thing. And just know that if you continue to stay, you said that how helpful your area, your group, your church members are, stay. Don't allow people to tell you, oh, you need to do this. If it's good for you, stay there so that your roots can become strengthened. And I'm so thankful that you were encouraged by the word. And just know that it won't always be what it is today. And as you grow you'll be able to handle things and see things in a different light. So again, I just pray that even now as a babe, begin to practice the declaration that you don't have to move with every wind and doctrine, that you don't have to move because your friends are moving, and you don't have to engage in language and conversations because they are. Know where you're wanting to go. So I'm so thankful and blessed that you were blessed by the word, and I just give God the glory. So God bless you, and thank you for your comment.
Amen. Bless
it's
you
always so
God.
Refreshing. That was good. It's so refreshing to hear those,
mm-hmm.
you know, like her that'll call in.
Yes, yes. Amen. And a young woman of God, because of Elder Hunt, about our young people, it is so refreshing that God is yet in the saving business, and he is all yet bringing young people to him. And we give God the glory for that.
Yes.
Do we have anyone else, Bishop Hayward?
Caller, you're at 980-258. Go right ahead.
Greetings, Bishop Hayward and Teacher Tindall. Truly, I thank and praise.
Greetings, Mother Bishop.
Yes.
So
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy.
Yes, yes.
Bishop Tindall and I, we've been listening to the entire program. Bishop is still a little weak, but I listened to the program, and it was absolutely, and of course to our speaker, Elder Presentine, that was mm-hmm. such a wonderful, wonderful presentation, one in which whether you're a babe in Christ, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult or someone that has been in the way a long time, this was a message that was right on time about standing fast. And I don't care where you are in your growth in Christ, you can never get to the point that a word such as this will not inspire you to continue to stand fast. And as I was listening, and I appreciate what you just said about the babes in Christ and the toddler, and I think sometimes those of us that have been walking as adults, we forget they're babes among us, and we need to reach out and to care for them and remember the fact, because the Word of God tells us that when you're a babe, you're not set up to eat steak. I've had four children, and I would have lost my mind to think that at 1 or 2 or 3 years old that they could handle steak. But, you know, while I was listening to this, a thought came to my mind, and I thought about when I was in high school. I played many sports, but it was one particular one that I played, lacrosse, and that was many years ago. And when you were training to come and to really understand how to play lacrosse, you came in as a novice. And one of the techniques that they used to really help you to understand where your place was at, they would kind of give you a circle, and you would have to stay within that circle because you were learning, you were developing, and you had to know the rules. But you stood there in that imaginary circle, and you practice, you practice, you practice and you practice, but there were times you would get excited and step outside the circle. But your coach would say, no, Shirley, step back in. You're outside your circle. You've got to practice until you move to that point that you're able to strategically move within the whole field. And At first I didn't understand it, but as I began to learn this and practice more, then I realized that it taught me how to look throughout the field, how to see where the ball was going to go, and whether or not if I was in the right spot to retrieve the ball. So I think the same thing is with this walk that Elder Presentine brought to us today, that you just don't, as a new Christian, and I want to say this, and sometimes those of us that have been in the way for 30, 40, 50 years, we forgot how it was to be a babe in Christ. And that has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with your level of maturity, as Elder Presentine just said, that we must always be mindful of the fact that when a person comes to the Lord, that we must treat them as babes. They are not able to handle what a mature Christian is, and it's nothing to be ashamed of because they are beginning to walk in this way, and we want them to really learn how to stand fast, and standing fast comes through, for lack of a better word, it comes through practice over and over again. There were times when I was out on that field, I fell, I stepped outside of my circle where my coach would have me to be. I would get upset because I wanted to just catch the ball and run to the other side, and they would bring me right back. Shirley, you're not ready. But I thank God because I had the right kind of coach that helped me. But there was something that I had to do. It didn't come to me just by osmosis. As Elder Presentine said, there were some things I had to do. I had to, you know, make certain I studied, make certain I listened to the coach, make certain that I recognized the fact because I was out there. It didn't mean that I knew everything because I didn't. And it's the same thing with our walk with Christ. Those that are coaching us, those that are mentoring us must recognize the fact that a babe will fall. A toddler sometimes when trying to walk will fall flat on their face, but the mother does not leave them there. When my children fell, I went and picked them up with love and tenderness and care. But sometimes in the church, that doesn't always happen. But we must be mindful of those that are babes in Christ. We must put our arms around them and love them so that they will continue to walk this walk. They will stand fast. They may have falls. They may have falters, but we continue to hold them up. I'm going to stop, but Elder Presentine, you stirred us up here. You stirred us up, and that was such a powerful, powerful word that we as Christians, whether we're young or old in the Lord, we need to be mindful of that, and we need to hear this kind of teaching. As Paul had said, that, in other words, I must continuously involve myself in this, least at any time I let it slip. So God bless you, Elder Presentine. Continue to do the work that God has assigned to you to do, and we will continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for us, and of course, our ecumenical patriarch, he's on his men. He sends his love. And just hold us up before the Lord. Thank you so much, Teacher Tindall, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mother Bishop, so much. Elder Presentine, do you have any response or comments to Mother Bishop?
Amen. I just first thank God for you, Mother Bishop, to our EP, Bishop Tindall. I'm just so humbled to have been here, and I thank God. You just got my wheels turning even more because it's just so true that if we as the body, as the ones that should be mature, and we're not there for that babe that falls, we're not there. We're instead of telling them you should have done, and we're not encouraging them and guiding them and help dusting the dust off when they do fall.
We as the
ones that should be wise, we've got to be firm and steadfast. We can't be wavering because we'll teach them that it's okay to waver.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll nourish them and guide them along the way. So again, I'm not going to get started, but thank you so much. I'm just so humbled again to be a part of this great ministry under such great leaders, and I'm just humbled and grateful. So thank you so much. My love and blessings to you and to our EP, and God bless you, and thank you again.
God bless you, Elder Presentine.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Bishop. We love you and EP. Give him a big kiss for us.
Yes, I will. I will, teacher.
Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
No, we don't have any.
I really am.
Yeah, we don't have any that have raised their hand, you know, at this point. But Teacher Tinder, I have to tell you this. I mean, I'm literally scrolling. There are so many people, you know, on here. I'm telling you, you know, I guess the takeaway from those that may be still that are listening and didn't want to press one. Make sure, Teacher Tinder will say this anyway, but make sure you go back, because I know I'm going to, and listen to this over again. And I think we can introduce something a little new, too. You know, if you have, a post comment, you know, go ahead and just email Teacher Tinder at teachertinder@ufccm.org. And, you know, if Elder Presentine doesn't mind, we'll forward it on to her as well.
Yes. Amen.
Well,
we're so grateful today, Elder Presentine. And I was looking, we've had so many callers. You have really stirred us up today and struck a chord and started us to really deeply think about what it really means to stand fast and not be moved. And also giving encouragement to us on how we go about this. This has been such a blessing today, and I'm just loving hearing the comments and knowing that in doing the work of the Lord as he's called us to do it is really helping and blessing others. So we thank you for the presentation today. We thank you for your love and how you really lifted us up and encouraged and empowered and really rejuvenated us today. As we stand fast, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, we wish blessings to you and your lovely family, and we will be asking you to speak again. Okay.
Teacher Tinder, Pastor Sherry Rice raised her hand again, and she had something else that she wanted to ask, I think.
All right.
All right, one moment. All right, Pastor Rice.
Well, thank you, Bishop Haywood. Well, blessings to everyone. I just want to leave a word of encouragement for the babes and for the mature Christians. Just remember that God is our sustainer. That is why we're able to stand in the midst of a crooked and perverse world. We should be planted like a tree, unmovable, and should not be easily moved due to environmental, stood in the midst of persecution and trusted his father and refused to be moved. So why should we be moved? Therefore, know you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God bless you.
Amen. We thank you for those words of encouragement. I know we're all so encouraged today. To stand as never before, no matter what's going on, to stand as never before. So we want to thank you all today for calling in with your comments. And even those who didn't call in, we know that you have been truly blessed by this word that we have heard today from Elder Presentine. And we want to give thanks again to our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall.
Yes, amen.
Normally he calls in, and we know that he is in recovery mode, and we're just shouting and rejoicing in the Lord that God has brought him
out. Yes, amen.
We thank God for Mother Bishop. Ooh. Oh, yeah. My goodness, she is so faithfully by his side. And, you know, I always tell Mother Bishop I am so grateful for her for so many reasons. But we just thank God for her, how she stood by and nursed and just is there right by our bishop's side, even though she has a slight challenge herself, but yet that does not stop her. And we are so truly grateful for them because, as Elder Presentine said, we are blessed to serve under such great leaders, our Episcopal Board of Bishops. We're so grateful to our dear Bishop Haywood, who has been by our side all these years that we have been doing this broadcast.
and who, no matter what, I don't know, care what situation he's got going on, he is in his post to make sure that this broadcast goes forward, that the word of the Lord goes out, and we're so grateful for him. To you, our listeners, we thank God for all of you who tune in and who join in, and I just love our new one of our new elements now. We always encourage you to call in, but if you don't feel like speaking, you can send your comment to Bishop Haywood, and he will read it, and it will be addressed on the broadcast. We thank God for each of you. I just have a couple of very quick announcements. Our next broadcast will be on Saturday, September 10th, and I want to remind you of our 24-hour prayer meeting, the month of August information. I'm sure Mother Bishop and Bishop will be sending that out to the prayer coordinators on each jurisdiction, and we want to just encourage us all to just sign up and take an hour or take a half hour or 15 minutes to join in for this 24-hour prayer, because we know for ourselves that God hears us, he sees us, and he answers our prayer. I also want to remind you that Bishop Beverly Haywood DeShazer, her consecration service is scheduled in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin for September 17th. We don't have any information to tell you now, but I am sure as updates develop, they will be placed on our UFCCM website, so we encourage you to check there frequently for updates and information. Also, this broadcast has been archived along with all the others. And everyone, if you know someone who needs a word of encouragement, who is facing a challenge to stand, invite them to tune into our website and listen to this broadcast. We know they will be helped, they will be blessed, and they will be encouraged. And for those who want to know more about the UFCCM, go to our website. And finally, if you have any questions, comments, anything that you want to share with us, you can always reach out to me at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We'll be so happy to hear from you. Bishop Haywood, would you, as usual, give us our closing prayer?
Oh, absolutely, Teacher Tendo and the present team. Again, thank you so much. You know, I just from the pure comments, you know, I think that, you know, even in perpetuity and in the archives, there are so many that are going to be blessed, you know, from this. So thank you so much. I'm just echoing, yeah. You know, Teacher Tendo. Thank you so very much. And you know, our prayers, you know, go out with you, your ministry, or Pastor Presentine, and all of you, you know, at the at the ministry in Louisiana. As we begin,
Bishop Haywood, before you go into prayer, Bishop Haywood, I just got a text from Minister White, who said she was trying to get in to make a comment, and I don't want to belabor, but
I'm so sorry.
I was going to ignore it, but I just feel a leading to bring her in for a brief comment.
You know, and my apologies as well. I thought that I saw the hand go up again, but sometimes because there were so many, I couldn't tell if that was the same hand or not. But you know, yes. Yeah. Minister White, you are good to go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah, because my service has been fading out, so I didn't know if y'all can hear me. This is for Sister Aisha. I understand when being a babe in Christ, because it took a lot for me personally to grow and the word of God. And I want to talk about isolation time. What I did was, for order for me to grow, and I hope that it will help you, what I did was isolated myself a couple of hours a day away from TV, social media, taking phone calls, and I got to, because since I was a babe in Christ, I only probably did like a 20-minute prayer, and then I got in the Word for an hour, and then I sat and asked God to speak to my heart and then to reveal the things that you want me to learn through your Word so I can be a better Christian and grow up and come off of breast milk and to be able to eat the meat fully to digest it. And I just want to encourage you because I've seen your growth, and I'm so proud of you. You are stepping out of your comfort zone, and you really don't know what God has for you, but I see that your future and your walk with God is awesome. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement for Sister Aisha and for anyone else out there who's listening. Thank you so much for sharing that, Minister White, and I'll turn it back over to Bishop Haywood.
You know, obviously, I'm not a singer like, you know, Bishop Bev or Evangelist Presentine and, you know, her daughter and all of those folks. But I just hear, just as we go out, if those of you that are with, that are still, well, all of you really are still with us, if we can just do a verse of this song. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. And you know, I don't know, I just felt it in my spirit because it was obviously our theme, and our speaker,
yeah,
you know, hit so many different points on that today. As we go into prayer, you know, we obviously, you know, are two or three are gathered together right now, more than two or three, and as we touch and agree upon any one thing, we know that He, God, is in the midst and shall perform it. Whatsoever we shall bind on earth, He'll bind in heaven.
Yes.
And whatsoever we shall loose on earth, He'll loose in heaven. So, Father God, right now, in the holy, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the message, the teaching, and the laity training on this morning that came through your servant, the woman of God, Elder Presentine, today. And for all of those, Lord God, that spoke, Lord God, and came, Lord God, with her and aside of her, Lord God, in that word, we thank you, God, for that as well. So, God, those right now that are yet listening live right now, those that are listening archived, Father God, right now, touch them from the crowns of their heads to the sole of their feet. And, Father God, right now, touch our EP, Lord God, right now. We already know, God, that you've touched him. We already know, Father God, that he is already delivered. He is already, Lord God, back in the place, Lord God, where you have him. Father, we thank you even right now. We are grateful to you, Lord God, for his health and his strength and that of Mother Bishop, Lord God, as she is right there with him. So thank you, Father God, right now. And for this fellowship, Lord God, and all of us, Lord God, wherever we are falling short, Lord God, show it to us, Lord God. We don't want it. We want to cast it away. So touch, Father, even now. Now, Father, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We bind him right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that you've already sealed it in heaven. And we loose, God, right now, your anointing, double and triple portion of oil upon each and every one of us right now. So we thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, as you cover this woman of God who is poured out upon us on today, Lord God, that she is replenished, Lord God, as she moves forward in the holy, the mighty, and the matchless name of Jesus. And all of us, Lord God, as we stand right now, we agree in Jesus' name. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you, and God be with you all until the next time. God bless.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.